every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
And with the familiar tones of AC/DC, once again, we begin another episode of Wrestling Observer Live. My name is Josh Nason. It's Hour 2, Sunday, August 17th. We come to you coast to coast. From the North Pole to the South Pole, from the beaches to those sticks every single day on WrestlingObserver.com. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network, all of our over-the-air affiliates, AM and FM. Holla if you hear me. iHeart, TuneIn, apps, everywhere you get a signal in this fine world, you can hear my voice. And I thank you greatly for that. I truly do. Special shout-out to those listening, of course, in the American Forces Network. We thank you for your service. Each and every day, as I mentioned, it is hour two. Yes, the second straight week, the second hour, two-hour show of WrestlingObserver.live. WrestlingObserver.live. Boy, that'd be a fun that URL that people actually have. Anyway, Wrestling Observer Live, lots of chat about. We talked about the first hour, which you can listen to at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll work through that. How I came around, there is a wrestling war after all. I'm convinced it's happening. I don't love it, but it's happening. I talked about the winners and losers out of the UFC TV deal with ESPN. Paramount leaving ESPN. So maybe a couple of winners and losers. Maybe we'll chat about that for a few minutes. We'll talk about some things that I know that I think of Ring of Honor, Big E, some other notes as well. And also do a full preview of Forbidden Door, as we know it, on this Sunday, a card that I am definitely think I'm looking forward to now. A lot more than I was last week. Maybe we'll chat a little TNA Emergence and where they're at. We'll talk about the schedule for the week ahead. And, yeah, maybe some CMLLs, AEW Collision from last night as well. That'll tie into Forbidden Door. So we got a ton to chat about over this next hour, you and I do, including a John Cena quote I found interesting on Sunday morning. So stick around, Wrestling Observer Live with Josh Nason coming right back right after this.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back with you on Wrestling Observer Live. My name is Josh Nason. Hour 2, Sunday, August 17th. Thank you for joining me once again. Let's talk about AEW from last night. So, I did not see all of the show. I am very familiar with Happen, of course, the spoilers coming out on Thursday and the like, but I've seen a little bit of it. But due to Triple Mania, I did not see the whole thing. But let's chat about this real quick and how it leads into Forbidden Door. Really just one development from last night leading into Forbidden Door, and that being Nigel McGuinness. Yes, Nigel McGuinness, the former Ring of Honor World and Pure Champion. He's got a chance to add the IWGP World title to his trophy case and in front of his home country, as he will challenge Zack Sabre Jr., one of my favorite wrestlers to watch when I do check out his work. He will challenge him at Forbidden Door for the title. Their first match ever against each other. So that's a lot of fun. McGuinness at 49 years old, looks great, physically looks great. So Nigel, it is crazy, man. Like he basically, his career was thought to be over back in, 2011, I think it was. And so, yeah, December 2011 was his last match. And then he made a surprise return at All In 2024 in Wembley Stadium, again, from his countrymen and women. And that was a big surprise. Looked great in that. I thought he should have won that match. Remember, Christian Cage won that match and then led to this really bad Money in the Bank style kind of cash in thing, and just didn't work. And you see kind of AEW kind of moved away from that this year, talking about Forbidden Door with this year's Casino Gauntlets. So maybe that might be the marching orders going forward. So because then he faced Bryan Danielson, who was then the world champion. And so to me, he should have just won that match and then challenged Danielson like he was supposed to. Anyway, so again, he hadn't wrestled anywhere since 2011, returns it All In. Then he takes on Bryan Danielson and Lee Moriarty that year, and then he and Daniel Garcia lost to FDR. MA's Double or Nothing, and then he was added to this four-way technical spectacle with Lee Moriarty, Daniel Garcia, and Hechicero. And yeah, he picked up the win, and he will face Zack Sabre Jr. Daniel Garcia will be in his corner, which makes me think that there's something coming there. I think Daniel Garcia, I completely forgot about. I've talked about in this show before. He needs something. Something is just not working here. And I was hoping maybe it might be a switch to the Death Riders. But there, he needs something. He absolutely needs something. And perhaps it's interesting. I could see him turning on Nigel. But also, if Nigel is going to retire, I wonder, now that I think about this, I guess this depends on how long does Nigel want to do this? Does he want to just keep kind of wrestling on and off until he just doesn't feel like doing it anymore? You know, he still looks good. If he wrestles, you know, 5-6 matches a year, is he interested in doing that? If not, does he want to have a swan song at perhaps Wembley Stadium next August for All In? That'd make a lot of sense. If so, and say that, you know, this Sunday in the this Sunday coming up in the O2, if he doesn't want that to be his finale, I could see Garcia turning on him, costing him the match, and then, you know, perhaps that leads to something down the road. But Daniel Garcia definitely needs something. But yeah, Nacho McGuinness at 49 years old. I never would have predicted this over a decade ago, and that's the thing. Retirements, you know, Sammy Callahan retiring on Friday night, TNA Emergence. Retirements, as we've talked about with wrestlers and fighters, are only as good as the next phone call and the next paycheck, unless something is definitely wrong. Do I expect Sammy Callahan's retirement to stick? No. Not because he's a bad person or a liar. I just think that's just the way this business works. Nigel McGuinness, we never thought we'd see him again. And lo and behold, look at him. He's still looking great and doing his thing in 2025 and probably in 2026 as well. So that was kind of the big development from last night. And let's see, that was basically about it. You know, Mina Shirakawa made her return after a long break from injury. She had already been announced to be taking on Athena at Death Before Dishonor with Ring of Honor. And that had already been announced, but she made a return to aid Tony Storm as this angle with Tony Storm and Athena and Billy Starks and so on continues. And we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, other than that, you know, AEW Collision, again, a solid wrestling show for all intents and purposes. But just in terms of the must-see news and the must-see things out of last night, it really didn't fit. I think more people are interested in Finn Balor's new merchandise for Demonito, which is already hit WWE shop. How much is this item? I am curious about. Let's see. So if you, as I mentioned earlier, the Demonito, which is this puppet. Everyone's into puppets now. $100. Wow. $100 for Demonito on WWEshop.com. I don't know if you can buy La Yesca, which is the iguana, Mr. Iguana's little buddy. Oh my God, this is a hilarious write-up on our website. But yeah, so that's going on. But yeah, AEW had a... Okay, now, but let's kind of go into the Forbidden Door card, which I am very interested about, more interested than I was about Collision last night. So not a ton of changes since last week, right? We had Hangman Page defending the AEW title against MJF. That is new. That is new. So we knew that was going to happen, so that's a good headline. Is Mark Briscoe going to get involved in this? We'll see. We had Unified Champion Kazuchika Okada defending against Swerve Strickland. We talked about that before. That was announced. That should be good. Hangman versus MJF should be good as well. MJF is starting to get back to that level that I think he should be at in terms of a dangerous man and one of the top heels in the company. And I don't know. I mentioned before, I think on my podcast before Josh Nason's Punch Out, that MJF he's kind of just felt like he's kind of going through the motions a little bit. And he got hurt. You know, he left after World's End. I think 2024 is kind of a lost year for him overall. He was doing, you know, filming movies and doing these things, but really he lost that swagger, that Adam Cole rivalry and the return of the feud. Boy, what a disaster that was. And I think both Adam Cole and MJF took huge hits from that. So he's had some rehab to do in a lot of ways. And he's coming along and we'll see what happens. I don't expect him to beat Hangman Page, but it's important to get him that title and get him in the mix at some point by, I think, the end of the year, or maybe not, you know, at some point within the next year, I think for sure. I think we'll probably see that. Makes a lot of sense for him to win at some point and then defend against Will Ospreay at next year's All In. I think that'd be good. Those two guys have had a rivalry in the past. Again, Okada versus Swerve, no notes given. That's going to be great. Hurt Syndicate defending against the winner of the tag team title tournament. Is it going to be Brodito or FTR? I think it's going to be Brodito. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, this is new. Them making their return for the first time since, I believe I wrote, I think it was 2011, or is it 2014? I think it's 2011. They last teamed together, the same year as Nigel McGuinness, his last matchup. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage taking on Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian. this whole angle, I agree with the public sentiment, or at least some, that this thing just seems really compressed from all in to where we've come in about a month's time, where you had these two guys at odds, and all of a sudden they're back together. Christian Cage is out of Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian's life. They are racing to get to All Out to have Copeland and Cage versus FTR. I think that's obviously the big match they want, and they're just kind of compressing all the stuff all together instead of telling a kind of a longer story. And Christian Cage, you know, with the visuals on Dynamite, still seems a little bit weary, but we'll see how this plays out this week. But that should be a lot of fun. I was kind of hoping that first match back would be in Toronto, but you know, I think they're gonna love this, love these guys regardless. Tony Storm defending against Athena, again, no notes given. Mercedes Moné defending against Alex Windsor, Persephone, and then a representative from Stardom, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Nigel McGuinness. Kyle Fletcher defending against Hiromu Takahashi. So I was wrong there, because Hiroshi Tanahashi, who I thought would be taking on Kyle Fletcher, is going to be involved in a lights out steel cage match. Darby Allin, Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Kota Ibushi taking on the Death Riders of John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli, Gabe Kidd, and the Young Bucks. A lot of people returning from injuries and have been off for a while. Darby Allin, Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, and Kota has been off for a little bit. And also Gabe Kidd has been hurt as well. So a very fascinating match there. Really looking forward to Forbidden Door coming up next Sunday, and looking forward to talking about more. We'll get into some Ring of Honor talk next. I've teased it enough. Ring of Honor, my thoughts on them, their future, and what I think they could be doing differently. Wrestling Observer Live with Josh Nason coming right back after this.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Josh Nason back again. Hour two. Byline. Let's get some things that I know, things I think I know I think. I should really write this out and have a big sign above my laptop just to for show you. Just to help me read that. Things I think I know I think, which I got that term from a longtime Boston Red Sox beat reporter, Sean McAdam. He does a column very similar to that. Actually, things I think I know, I think. I believe that's the term he uses as well. So I love that term. So shout out to Sean McAdam and traditional media. So how about that? So here's a things I think I know, I think. Ring of Honor is kind of a mess. It is. It is, it is, it is. I don't know what the purpose of it is. I think wrestling, in 2025, my soapbox thing, you know, that meme of the guy standing up being earnest and saying what he really thinks, right? It's like done Norman Rockwell style art. I think that Ring of Honor, I think that wrestling needs, every wrestling group needs a purpose in 2025 and beyond. I think it has been for a while. What's the reason you exist? What are you trying to accomplish? What's new? What's different? Why should people watch you? There's so many more choices in wrestling and in content in general today, TV shows, all this stuff. Wrestling alone, there's WWE, there's AEW at the top. WWE has, as we've talked about, you know, four and a half hours a week of Raw and SmackDown. Then you add on a PLE, you add on NXT, you add on NXT PLE. Now you have AAA, right? And you have a WWE Unreal. You know, other shoulder programming, those type of things. AEW, 4 hours, Dynamite and Collision, plus their pay-per-views. Then you have, obviously, TNA, 2 hours a week, plus their special events and then some pay-per-views. You have, what else? You have AAA, as I mentioned. You have CMLL, if you're interested in that. And then you also have, you know, the MLWs and you have the NWAs and so on and so forth. Of course, you have Ring of Honor as well. What is the purpose of some of these groups? Some of them I really struggle with. NWA, I don't know why it exists at this point. I don't know what its purpose is, other than for Billy Corgan, who I love the Smashing Pumpkins, and it kills me to say that I just don't understand what the purpose of the NWA is. I love MLW, they put on a professional product. I just don't know what the point is, you know? I guess a holding pattern for people that can't get back into WWE or kind of this middle ground. And I think Court Bauer just likes running a wrestling promotion and he's got the money to do it thanks to that lawsuit win or settlement or whatever. So I think he's happy. TNA, we've talked about them. We understand what they're all about. NXT, obviously part of WWE and so on and so forth. You know, and then you mentioned like New Japan, right? We just got done with the G1. Konosuke Takeshita winning the G1. But what is the purpose of Ring of Honor? NXT has a clear purpose that they're a third brand in a lot of sense, and also essentially developmental, as much as Triple H and other people don't want to say it's a developmental group. It is. You get there, you learn, you get in the system, and you get ready to be called up to the main roster at some point. That's the whole point. Ring of Honor should be developmental for AEW. We are now, almost 6 years in AEW. They do not have a training school, per se. Like, they don't have their own performance center. They don't have their own developmental group. And I don't know why that is. I think that's kind of that year 10 type thinking of, we want to get there. We want to start developing our own talent. Do they not want to do that? To me, that'd be a very interesting thing. Maybe they're kind of more seeing themselves as finishing school rather than to provide that opportunity for people that when you get there, you're essentially set with some tweaks and to a car, for example, like a Swerve Strickland who got there. Swerve Strickland is a hugely more bigger star name and talent than he was when he got there. Maybe that's kind of what they prefer, their version of developing guys. But then you have Ring of Honor, which airs on Thursdays. And, you know, sometimes it's just a couple matches. And I look at this and I just see so much untapped potential. They have so many people that they have that are not active. You know, you talk about the Britt Bakers and, you know, we talked, you know, the past about the Ricky Starks and Miros and so on and so forth. Why couldn't you build up Ring of Honor so you're utilizing essentially all your active roster, but also some younger talents as well? And they're not even doing that. And the younger talents aren't even really getting that much run from time to time on here. And it feels like now Ring of Honor TV is just, it's like CMLL matches, a couple random pure wrestling matches, and like a Bandido versus Adam Priest match for the world title, which came out of nowhere. And Adam Priest has never won a match in Ring of Honor. Like that's like about it. I think this, and then so this week they had a show on Thursday, and then they randomly said, we're going to put up another special episode on Friday. Why? Why do we need more? This kind of gets to the whole point of what's the purpose? If you're just throwing stuff out there, that's what it feels like to the audience. You're just throwing stuff out there. Let me kind of go, I'll pull up kind of what this, the past lineups were. To me, like, I look at guys like, we talk about like Daniel Garcia, right? Daniel Garcia does not seem to have a purpose in AEW right now. He hasn't for a while. Why isn't he running shop in Ring of Honor and dominating and making that a must-see for AEW fans, just like NXT is a must-see for a lot of WWE fans? Lee Moriarty is a pure champion. He barely wrestles, and he hasn't really done a lot. I think they signed him. I think, I wouldn't say he's got worse, but I don't think he's improved at this point. There's no, like, no rub there, you know, just doesn't really, just it's just he exists. And I think with some of these other younger, to me, like, it should be younger talents or utilize a lot of the people that you don't use on the main roster and make it a true second brand. Now, do you not want to interfere with Collision or so on? Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. At some point, you got to make a choice of what you want this to be, and right now it exists. So for the longest time, until, you know, Nick Wayne went through this stretch where he was barely wrestling at all, and I almost wrote a column at that point, like, he should be running Ring of Honor, you know? So I go through this, they did a special edition on Friday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 7 matches, 8. Oh God, this is a long card. More than that, geez. So we had Nick Wayne against Willie Mack. So ROH TV title match, I guess, fine. You know, Air Fox and the Outrunners against Shane Taylor Promotions. All those people have been kind of running in place. Jay Lethal still exists, taking on Alex Zane with QT Marshall. They're trying to, I guess, build him up for a match of Paul Walter Hauser. Billy Starks, younger. Blake Christian, Lee Johnson, taking on Beef and Tom LaRuffa. Maria Shafir, they're finally, I guess, doing something with her. It looks like they're making a new trios with Adam Priest and the Workhorsemen. A Hechicero match, and then Masquerada and Neon taking on the Premier Athletes and defeating them. So I don't know. To me, it's like it's just matches. And one of the reasons that I think that as well is you look at this Death Before Dishonor card. So this Death Before Dishonor card starts, I mean, that's like, what, less than 2 weeks? I think they have 3 matches announced at this point. Like, it's just not a lot at all. It just feels, again, because all the focus is on Forbidden Door. And you're going to do in the streaming special that, again, it just feels thrown together. You have, what do we got? We have Bandido versus Hechicero on this. We have Athena versus Mina Shirakawa. And we also have Lee Moriarty defending against Zelawa. I think it's pronounced his name from CMLL. But it's like, okay, it's just more wrestling. I don't think we just need more wrestling. So to me, things I think Ring of Honor needs a purpose, and I think they need to get one fairly quick. The other one I will give you before we get out of here for this segment, things I think is Big E. I don't think Big E's ever coming back, and he probably doesn't need to. Big E has been out for quite some time with that neck injury at the hands of Duke Hudson, that belly-to-belly on the floor. And we all know what happened, obviously, the neck surgery and so on. He's, you know, fully functional. You know, he's around. He's doing stuff on WTV. He's being involved in these training seminars or these tryouts that they're doing with college athletes. great ambassador for the company, has a ton of charisma, and he's got the bona fides when it comes to college sports. I think at this point, I mean, he could come back, but I don't know. To me at this point, I assume that the data he's got back is kind of like, it's a risk. And at this point, why take that risk? Now, does he love the game that much where he just, you know, he needs to get back in? I don't know. But to me, if I'm him, like, if it's like if you're like, this could go well or could not, if there's that much of risk, I just don't think he's coming back. And that's okay. WWE has, as I was watching the, it's very terrible, post show for SummerSlam, which is, I don't know, it's just rehearsed theater. It's awkward to watch, but he's not awkward to watch. And I think in the ESPN era, I think he has a chance to be a much bigger star, especially as like an analyst type. And I think that to me, like, that's a pretty good life. Make good money, be part of these tryout sessions with college athletes. And again, you have the background. If you're him, a lot of risk to coming back. And I think if it's been this long, of course, I mean, look, people come back from concussions. Edge came back, Adam Copeland rather. You know, it's possible, but I don't know. I think at this point it feels like he's not coming back, and that's okay, and probably doesn't want like a big retirement ceremony. Of course, watch, you know, he's going to come back at like WrestleMania next year, and this whole thing will be for naught. But yeah, I think about Big E from time to time. I see him on the post shows. I'm like, this is perfect for him. If he wants it. And I think he kind of does. And that's why I think he's not coming back. When we come back after the break, we will talk about all kinds of other stuff. Pay-per-view narratives. People struggle with technology. News of the week. That type of thing. Wrestling Observer Live. Come right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back with you in Wrestling Observer Live. My name is Josh Neeson. It's Sunday, August 17th. No show next Sunday, Forbidden Door Sunday. The show is on the afternoon, and we have Brian and Vinny that night, I believe going live right after the show ends. And we also have Wrestling Observer Radio that night. So it is 99.9% positive, no Wrestling Observer Live next week. That might change, but I don't think it will. I also have a concert to go to that night, so I don't want to get divorced so quickly before the fall. So, yeah, this is, it didn't look like next week. However, I will be around. We'll do a two-hour show to wrap things up the month of August, and then Andrew Zarian returns in September, so we still get another week ahead. So I was going to go through going through my notes here. I forgot to talk about this. Things I think I know, I think. Nick Khan, a couple weeks ago, this reared its head when he was doing the rounds, or at least did a interview with John Orand of Puck talking about the WWE ESPN deal. And he was reiterated his hatred of out-of-office notices and his hatred of people saying they're not available and also people saying they're tired, right? So his thing was out-of-office, like he doesn't allow out-of-office notices when it comes to his company. And what that means is you are worked in a business and you have an email address that if you're at the office, if you're on vacation or something like that, you turn this notice telling people, hey, I'm out, here's who to talk to, and so on and so forth. He doesn't like those. And he also doesn't like when people say they're tired, like, oh, how you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm just so tired working so much and all this stuff. Like he's like, well, everyone's tired. I don't want to hear it. People don't want to hear that. And initially both those really, they sound like, he sounds like a hardo when he says it, right? He does. People that really love to brag about how much they work. Oh, that whole thing. And he's kind of talking about people that say they're tired, but it's kind of like, people that have to brag about how much they work or that they're so, they're in the grind. He strikes me as a type. He's super successful. But he strikes me as a type that when someone that at one point in his life had a sign that said, like, embrace the grind, if you're an MMA fan, right? Something like that. It's a lot of, motivational sayings up around his office back in the day and so on. It seems to have worked, but, but my take here is I understand what he's saying. I used to work in pro sports. I've said that before. I worked in pro sports for 6 or 7 years. I worked for a minor league hockey team, and it was one of the most successful minor league hockey teams of the 2000s and early to 2000. It started in 2001. Actually, I started in 2000, but the team I went to was really successful in New Hampshire, was top five, top three in attendance in the world for minor league teams for basically all 5 years that I was there. I'll take full credit for that. Why not? So I understand this mentality of always being available. And if you're in entertainment and you're in sports media and this thing that's just constantly moving, I can understand, the president of the company not putting on an out-of-office message or some of your top executives not putting on an out-of-office message because you don't want to be that person of like, oh, I'd love to email them about this or talk about this. And they're like, on a Sunday, I'm on vacation for a week. Get back to me after this. Because at that point, a deal could change. Nick Khan always wants him and his people to be available because business happens 24/7. It is easy for people like Nick Khan to say this because he makes a ton of money. He's done a lot of work to get there. And if he goes on a vacation, I'm sure his phone is attached to him. His family's used to it. I'm sure they're also having vacation from luxurious places that you and I will never get to unless we're working at a place like this, right? Like I think White Lotus type stuff without all the murder. And it's okay. And it's kind of an arrangement that, you know, couples have and families have that, look, we get all this, but there's sometimes I'm going to have to do a little bit of work and it could be right in the middle of something. I may have to take a call. Work never stops. Work never sleeps for sports executives at that level. So I can understand why he says that. I'm curious. There has to be a story in which that happened to him and that has changed his way of thinking. So I don't, in my profession, what I do in a full-time job, which isn't this, I have to put on out of office message because, one, I'm not a sports executive, and two, people actually rely on answers from me. If they can't get them, they need to go to somewhere else. I'm not going to help out with why someone can't connect to something on a vacation. There's other people that can handle that and do it quicker, and it's good they do that because delegation is also an important thing as well. So I hear him say those things, and I'm always just so the I'm tired thing. He just doesn't like small talk. He likes to get right to the point on things, and I don't know. I learned a little bit about him a little bit, but he's also very guarded, and I don't know if I've ever seen him smile. I don't know if he's ever laughed in his life. We'll see. I think maybe once at the start of a podcast, but not really a true laugh, if that makes any sense. Other things are on my mind, things I know I think. Actually, this is something I don't know what I think about this. In the wake of the Hulk Hogan stuff, you know, him passing away and all the tributes and so on. And actually, Limitless Wrestling, I mentioned last week, got in the news. I was not at the show, but they're saying that, you know, Tony Atlas tried to remember Hulk Hogan. He essentially was booed out of the place. I don't know if that's accurate. The video, I still have not watched it back yet, but that's not the impression that I got, but and there's some pushback on that, but we'll see. How will Vince McMahon be remembered when he passes away? Vince making the rounds a little bit this week, or at least his images. A lot of images this week for him and Triple H and Stephanie on vacation. People being really mean and cruel about that. But Vince, yeah, they don't like the looks. And Vince looks very just. Yeah, Vince these days, right? He appeared on one of the documentaries talking about, you know, Hogan and so on. But Vince, obviously, you know, he's going through the Janelle Grant lawsuit. There's the Ring Boy suit to a lesser extent in terms of newsworthiness, I think, to the mainstream. But how is he going to be remembered when he passed away? That's a really fascinating one, right? And is he going to be brought back to WWE once this Grant thing eventually is settled? Or if it is settled, which I think most people assume it is, are they going to run him right back on TV? He's going to get a nice round of applause. I think TKO has shown, as I mentioned last week, they're cancel proof. And if this thing gets settled, like I think it does, and he is able to not get the brunt of, I'm not trying to say this. If he comes out of it, you know, able to say, oh, I wasn't guilty. You know, I thing didn't go to court and so on and so forth, or in a way that allows him wiggle room and allows TKO wiggle room. At one point, I'm like, there's no way they're going to bring him back. I still think that is pretty pretty firm on that. I know some people think they are going to bring him back in some sort of role. The only way I can see TKO bring him back in an actual role is maybe a Saudi Arabia liaison or something along those lines. But in terms of bringing back him from the fans, I am now more convinced than ever that that definitely probably will happen if they're able to do it without getting a huge amount of backlash. Again, I mentioned they're cancel proof. There is an extent to that, but we'll see what happens. But how is he going to be remembered? I'm so fascinated by that. How is Vince McMahon going to be? I think very similar to like a Hulk Hogan they're going to have these giant circles around things like the Janelle Grant lawsuit, the disgraced way that he left and so on. But there's going to be so much about all the things he brought to nostalgia-wise that gave us our childhoods and gave us this business. And in a lot of ways gave us business that we kind of know today. So I think that will be interesting to watch. But I had a note about that. How is Vince McMahon going to be remembered? Other things on the list I wanted to get to. People that struggle with buying pay-per-views or services. Knock on wood, I have never had an issue where I bought a pay-per-view, wasn't able to watch it. And I always wonder, people like, oh, like I heard Dave and Garrett talking about this on Wrestling Observer Radio on Sunday, or early Sunday, after UFC pay-per-view, and Dave saying he always has issues and so on. And then Garrett said he had issues as well. To me, if you know you're buying a pay-per-view, buy it earlier in the week. That's what I always did. I always know I buy my AEW stuff a week in advance. Same thing when I was buying UFC pay-per-views. If I knew a couple days before, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to buy this now. One less point of entry, you know, when you're trying to log on to something or what have you. And then just set up beforehand. I think so many people wait till the last second. That's why they have so many issues. If you know you're buying it, just buy it early. Same thing with stuff on Triller, because a lot of people wait till the last second. I mean, it could be scheduling and all that, but some people are just like, oh, I'm just going to do it the last second. Well, don't. Or if you do, don't complain when there's issues. You're part of the problem. Just buy stuff early. Buy early, right? Buy early, buy often. Is that what they said? Yeah, I hear some of those comments, and I'm always kind of curious about that. All right, a few more things to wrap up this segment. John Cena, as I mentioned this quote, so he appeared at Fan Expo Chicago this weekend, and he was asked about, he's promoting the second season of Peacemaker, which I'm looking forward to. And he said he was asked about the reaction to his first heel promo, and he said that it bombed. Love this. He actually admitted it. He said, I wasn't upset. No, I failed. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You can learn from failure, right? I went up there and bombed. Bleep happens. I've changed a lot over the years. I'm not the same person I was yesterday. And John Cena is a walking inspirational quote calendar. Maybe he's recorded things for Nick Khan. Nick Khan just plays him in his office. Inspirational quotes. I believe John Cena is actually going to publish a book of his tweets. His inspirational tweets at some point. I don't know if he did. Part of that is I don't know if they're all originally his or not. So we'll have, I think that was going to happen. If it didn't happen already, I have to look that up. If not, let me know. If you actually own this book, that'd be great if it actually does exist. But yeah, it's as I talked about this last week, I'm trying to see, there's not much of that interview. But yeah, this was definitely an admission of something that didn't work. I think the whole run was not great. The whole run bombed. And some I talked about on last week's show, in that it just didn't work. And it didn't work for a lot of reasons. A couple notes, I was re-listening last week's show. I didn't mention the drumstick ad that aired like before his first heel match at WrestleMania. And right before the match, it was a promo of him doing an ad for drumstick ice cream. And it's like, he certainly wasn't a heel. It's like that moment, I should have mentioned that last week. I had a note and didn't mention it. That's when I knew. That's when I knew this thing was not going to work at all, because he's just about to go out there as a heel and he did this incredible babyface promo. He's the voice of Honda. He is the voice of all these things. He does TV shows, and again, he's doing media for Peacemaker and so many other things and things involved with the Make-A-Wish stuff. This was never going to work. He was wearing the same gear, and it's funny he wore like this. He talked about how much he hated the fans. He's doing this while wearing shirts and hats that rise above hate. But he hates the fans. That was the whole thing, and he still was wearing this. It was never going to work. And at least he admitted that first one bombed. He should have said that the whole run bombed, but it was not good. Any other notes? Let's see. For the week, after we come back in the break, we'll preview the week ahead. Oh, another World's Collide show. More wrestling coming your way for Saturday, September 12th in Las Vegas. That was announced last night, 10 p.m. So if you want to watch WWE SmackDown, you'll have the ability to watch World's Collide as well. And even more wrestling in your diet. We'll talk about more wrestling in the week ahead and, wrap things up. Wrestling Observer Live with Josh Nason. Come right back after this.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Final segment of a two-hour Wrestling Observer Live. Again, no show with yours truly, Josh Nason, next week. Forbidden Door, enjoy Brian and Vinny. Enjoy Wrestling Observer Radio. Get a subscription at WrestlingObserver.com or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Shows go generally right up after they do on the member website. Go up like right around the same time. Apple Podcasts, for whatever reason, takes forever to upload. I'd say it from personal experience. But yeah, on Spotify, Apple Pods, and our website, of course, everything goes right up. Thanks to people that checked in on VPNs. A couple of people saying they might need help. One person actually turned me on the fact that AEW Plus, you actually get the pay-per-views for $15. So big thanks for that. So that's a lot of good advice there. I'm going to check into that this week, of course, with Forbidden Door. Coming up on Sunday, so let's look at the week ahead. We have, of course, Raw coming up on Monday. We have NXT on Tuesday, AEW Dynamite, and also a taping for Collision coming up on Wednesday, that being from Glasgow, Scotland. So visiting a new city, that should be fun to see what the atmosphere is there. Love when, you know, the people, these groups go on the road, especially WWE. The crowds are lively, so hopefully that's the case there. Makes me a fun show. Ring of Honor for one of its, who knows, 3 billion shows coming up next week on Thursday, followed by TNA Impact, the follow-up from Emergence. Of course, we have SmackDown on Friday, Collision on Saturday, tape from Wednesday, and then, of course, AEW Forbidden Door next Sunday, and then NXT Heatwave. So we have a lot to get to, as always. Coming out next week, another busy week in the world of wrestling. And shout out to all the teachers getting ready for school. Hey, back. The kids are about ready to go to school, but the teachers are, well, shout out to you. Thank you for all you do. And thank you all for listening. This has been a great, fun two-hour episode of Wrestling Observer Live. I have my voice. My name is Josh Nason. You follow me on Twitter, Josh Nason, JOSHNASON, also on Blue Sky as well. And then you can email me, josh@wrestlingobserver.com for anything you want. And that is it. I am all spent. I have nothing else to say. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Josh Nason, and this has been Wrestling Observer Live. Hit the guitars.